Help us out here, because I know, I want to say on the Senate side, there was some discussion that one of the measures went through could make some forms of birth control in Indiana illegal.
There's real concern about language that's in a bill that's moving from the Senate and is now in the House, and it would codify in Indiana law that human physical life begins with a fertilized egg. And not to bog down in medical stuff here, but if a birth control method prevents that fertilized egg from actually implanting in the uterine wall and starting a pregnancy, it's arguable that it's not any longer birth control, it's an abortion. And so consequence of that is it puts at risk lots of birth control methods and puts at risk the medical community that provides birth control and would lead to more unintended pregnancies, and we know what happens with those.
Now, have you folks tried to have any conversation with some of the lawmakers saying, hey, but before you do this, you might want to just think twice, or at the very least, if you're going to move forward with the law, move forward with it, but with some major clarification and specificity. So, you know, it's clear to the, you know, to the doctor, to the woman, to the medical provider, and all the parties involved exactly what's going on here.
We've had really good meetings with a number of legislators, and particularly legislative leadership, and they've been very forthright. There was no question after the election outcome in November that some of this legislation was going to move. It's been on the back burner, and it was going to hit the front burner, and so this outcome is predictable. What I guess I didn't see so much was, again, some of this language that it's alarming what they're suggesting be in Indiana law, particularly when you look at some of the other things that are going untended entirely.
Are you guys preparing for any sort of court challenges for some of these laws? Should they make it to the governor's desk? I mean, the law, you know, since Roe v. Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood of Pennsylvania has, you know, given states, you know, leeway to regulate the procedure, but you can't regulate to the point where a woman can't get it. And is that something that as soon as, you know, the folks over at the State House pass something you guys think is over the top, you're going to walk to the other end side of Ohio Street and drop some paperwork off?
Well, particularly when we get to defunding, it's about our patients. And it's not okay for 22,000 patients to suddenly find that Planned Parenthood could no longer provide the services that they had on their calendar for next week. The defunding legislation that's currently under consideration, for some reason, declares it an emergency. I'm not sure what is so urgent for the state of Indiana about letting Planned Parenthood provide services to Medicaid-eligible patients, but that's what's in the law. So we would absolutely seek an injunction so that we could continue to provide the services to our patients.
Now, just so our audience understands, when we talk about Medicaid-eligible, this is money that, you know, comes from the federal government, passed through the states to take care of to pay for this procedure under certain circumstances. Like I said, I'm a guy, so you got to help me out here with exactly how this works.
If you're a Medicaid-eligible patient, you can go to any of our 28 locations. And, again, it's all for preventive reproductive health care. It's pap tests so that women don't get cervical cancer. It's birth control so they can plan their pregnancies. It's STD testing and treatment. Not a dime for abortion. None.
Okay, like I said, that's what the point of clarification that I needed. When you look at the bigger picture, have you guys ever had any, this may sound a little almost kumbaya-ish, you know, sat down over lunch with the folks from Indiana Right to Life and say, you know what, no one wants somebody to do this. Let's talk about the classic, how we can make abortion safe, rare, you know, legal and done only when medically necessary. And
we've had those conversations. I have to admit that it's been a while since we've sought that kind of dialogue. But really, they're pretty clear that there's a bottom line for them. And to pretty much quote, it's, Betty, what we care about is the preborn.
And even, let me ask you this. If the, let's say a law was passed tomorrow in the state of Indiana, the upheld by the courts, that abortion is now illegal in Indiana, period. Does that mean, looking at the map and looking at my home state of Illinois, would any woman be more than an hour or 2 hours away from being someplace where they could have the procedure done? I mean, would it really stop abortion from happening?
It will not stop abortion from happening, and that's an incredibly important thing to point out. Women, since the beginning of time, have had abortions. What Roe v. Wade did was introduce a safe and private and affordable and accessible end to pregnancies for those women who concluded that that was the right thing for them and their families. So abortion's not going to go away. If they take providers out of it, if they shut down locations, if they make it more difficult, women will still figure out how to end their pregnancies. It may be later. It may be higher risk. It may get us back to those really awful outcomes of damaged or dead women. Abortion's not going to go away. And so let's make it safe and accessible, and let's make sure that there are quality providers who offer that service.
Betty Cochran, President and CEO of Indiana Planned Parenthood. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I really wish that we could get some energy from the other side toward addressing what I view as the real consequences of failed family planning, and that is 31 teenagers who get pregnant every day. 10 of them are under the age of 18. The fact that about half of the births in Indiana are paid for by Medicaid. The statistics, one out of five of our young people here in Indiana lives in poverty. Those things are not okay. Let's help people be educated and make good decisions about being sexually active.
Betty Cochran, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Indiana, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you.